Hey everyone, welcome to the playoffs and welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6 presented by Sleep Number. I'm your host Mike Wobschall inside TCO Studios at Winter Park. It's playoff time, it's question and answer time. Let's get to work. Question number one comes from Darren in New Mexico. The game was not on TV in my area, and some say it was Trey Wayne's best game of the year. Why is that?
You know, I think he's played, this second half of the year, he's played really well. You know, there was a lot of times early in the year I was helping him a lot, and I'm not doing that very much anymore. So he's been out there on his own. And I actually think that's part of the reason why the defense, the numbers have come down quite a bit because of, the way these corners cover in the back end.
It might have been Trey's best game of the season, although he's had several really good games in 2017. This one might be the best because he was targeted 8 times by Mitchell Trubisky and only gave up 3 receptions for 52 yards. He also had several run stops on the afternoon, including an awesome one against the shifty Tariq Cohen in the open field. Trey has been doing this all season. He leads all NFL cornerbacks in run stops. It has been a banner year for young Trey Waynes. Bravo to number 26. The next question comes from Johnny. Offensive line improvements have really paid off. Credit the front office for identifying and executing great recruitment up front. Definitely agree with this. Riley Reiff and Mike Remmers, free agent signings this past offseason, held down offensive tackle spots for most of the season. Rashad Hill, a sneaky good addition late last year off the Jaguars practice squad. And of course, drafting Pat Elflein was huge for this group as well. Give the coaching staff some credit. Tony Sperano and Pat Shermer did a great job working with these players. The next question comes from Philip. What are the major contributing factors to our declining offense? Well, I think declining offense is a little harsh of a term for this group. They still have some bite. Remember, we scored 3 touchdowns against the Bears and the Bengals, and we had a furious comeback against the Panthers. So the offense showed its mettle in those games. We have been banged up along the offensive line. Kyle Rudolph also banged up, and we've played good defenses. Carolina, Atlanta, and the Bears all are stout on defense. This offense can play better, but it's not time to panic. The next question comes from Gerald. I want to see fewer penalties and longer second half drives if we have the lead. What do you want to see? I'm good with those 2 things. If we can do both of those, we're going to be really hard to beat in the playoffs, especially playing at home. The other thing I would add, I want Elflein and Rudy healthy and ready to go. We have a bye week, so we got a good chance of that happening. The next question comes from Joe. Can you explain how the Eagles held the tiebreaker? I can. It's the 3rd tiebreaker among non-division opponents. Winning percentage in common games. The Eagles and Vikings did not play one another, and they had the same conference record, so it came down to common opponents. The Vikings were 4-1 in 5 common games with the Eagles. The Eagles were 5-0. That loss to the Panthers came back to bite us. And the final question comes from Bruce. Will the Vikings face the winner of the Carolina-New Orleans game or the winner of the Atlanta-LA Rams game? Well, if the Rams beat the Falcons, the Rams will come to Minnesota divisional round weekend. The Vikings cannot play the Falcons in the divisional round because they're the 6th seed. So if they win, they play the 1 seed, Philadelphia Eagles. So if the Falcons win, then the Vikings play the winner of the Panthers and Saints game. So it's either going to be the Rams, the Panthers, or the Saints. One thing we do know, the game day and time for the Vikings in the divisional round. It will be Sunday, January 14th at U.S. Bank Stadium, kickoff 3:40 p.m. Central Time on Fox. Exciting times ahead. In the meantime, though, make sure you check out Vikings.com for great content, including Brian Robison, wired for sound against the Chicago Bears. That's going to do it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week, so please continue to submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen. See you next week.